Okay, we're chatting. We're going to chat now with Coach Kevin LeFevre, head coach of the Lincoln Cardinals. And, Kevin, hey, appreciate you calling in. And, hey, your team ranked number one in the state. You get a nice win tonight over Skyline of Urbana. You move your record to a perfect 12-0, and I know you'll take that, won't you?
Oh, yeah. That was a very impressive win. I felt like for us, Skyline's got one of the top offenses in the state, Class 1 coming in, and we knew we were going to have to step up and rise to the occasion on defense, and our boys did that tonight. I couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, and you got it looks like you pretty well led the whole way. Talk about who played well for you tonight, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, you get them usual names. Our quarterback, Jackson Beeman, in my opinion, probably the Class 1 player of the year. He ran for 214 yards tonight, 5 touchdowns. And then he threw for 228 yards as well and 1 touchdown there. Our running back, Parker Ingles, ran for 160 yards. And then we had 6 or 7 different guys catch the ball tonight. Connor Lyon led the way for us there with 5 receptions, 90 yards. And defensively, we had numerous guys play well, but I was very proud of our D-line tonight. Hayden Beeman, Gabe Marins, Tanner Bays, and Amedia Linares, as well as Ross Johnson coming off the bench there, rotating in. They all played extremely well. Got after the quarterback. Allowed our linebackers and D-backs to fly around and make plays, and everybody did their job tonight. I was very proud of them.
Well, Kevin, you guys just keep on rolling. You're perfect 12-0 right now. You're ranked number one in the state, and I bet people down in Lincoln are pretty excited about Lincoln Cardinal football right now, aren't they?
Yeah, our community is great. You know, we have a lot of support every week, you know, no matter who we're playing, and I think there's a lot of excitement around. I know as a team, we're definitely excited, the players and coaches. But we have, you know, that one goal still, and that's to make it to December 7th. So, you know, we're still focused on the end goal.
Well, you know, and I look at your scores over the year. You score 42 points tonight, and I look 40, 56, 36, 40, 49, 49, 63, 49. I mean, you guys have put a bunch of points on the board every night. And then your defense has been pretty stingy, too. I'm looking back, and I don't think, I guess maybe in the game against Concordia, you gave up 26 points. But except for that, you haven't given up more than 2 touchdowns all year, have you?
No, and actually that Concordia game, our starters were done at the end of the first quarter that night. And I think I don't think they had scored on us yet when we pulled them out that night. So, you know, even though we're scoring the ball well and we have athletes and a good offensive line on the offensive side, we still pride ourselves on defense and we're kind of old school thinking in the fact that we believe defense wins championships. So that's where we actually have most of our pride and you know, that means something to us.
Well,
and tonight they got a late touchdown with 4 minutes left on a kick return and that upset some of our kids.
Well, when you get it done on both sides of the ball like you've been doing all year, that makes it extra special. Okay, so we said you're a perfect 12-0 right now, Kevin. All right, you play Windsor again next week, it looks like to me. That's a team in your conference. You beat them, I think, 41-14 earlier in the year. But, boy, Coach Jake Vinsel has that team playing better and better all the time. And if my schedule's correct, looks like you're going to have to go to Windsor next Friday night. So that should be a great game, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always a tough game when we play them, and that score doesn't sound real close, but that was actually a one-score game at halftime, and they had some guys out. So, you know, we're expecting a tough game. They're coached very well. They're very tough and physical, and we're going to have to come out and play, you know, our best football next Saturday.
Kevin, I really appreciate you calling. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of things going on, but we've enjoyed following you guys. You're doing a great job down there, and I know you had a great year last year, and you're rolling the same way. You're 12-0 right now and got that game with Windsor. So best of luck to you. Appreciate the call tonight, and we'll see you soon. And thanks again, Kevin, for calling the Curly Fifth Quarter Show.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for having us on the show.
Okay, good to have you, Kevin. Okay, that's Kevin LeFevre, head coach of Lincoln. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back with more right after this.